1984 by George Orwell. Disc 6. There is no possibility that any perceptible change will happen within our own lifetime. We are the dead. Our only true life is in the future. We shall take part in it as handfuls of dust and splinters of bone. But how far away that future may be, there is no knowing. Might be 1,000 years. At present, nothing is possible except to extend the area of sanity little by little. We cannot act collectively. We can only spread our knowledge outward from individual to individual, generation after generation. In the face of the thought police, there is no other way. He halted and looked for the third time at his wristwatch.
It's almost time for you to leave, comrade, he said to Julia. Wait, the decanter is still half full.
He filled the glasses and raised his own glass by the stem.
What shall it be this time? He said,
still with the same faint suggestion of irony.
To the confusion of the thought police? To the death of Big Brother? To humanity? To the future?
To the past, said Winston.
The past is more important,
agreed O'Brien gravely. They emptied their glasses, and a moment later Julia stood up to go. O'Brien took a small box from the top of a cabinet and handed her a flat white tablet, which he told her to place on her tongue. It was important, he said, not to go out smelling of wine. The lift attendants were very observant. As soon as the door had shut behind her, he appeared to forget her existence. He took another pace or two up and down, then stopped.
There are details to be settled, he said. I assume that you have a hiding place of some kind.
Winston explained about the room over Mr. Charrington's shop.
That will do for the moment. Later we will arrange something else for you. It's important to change one's hiding place frequently. Meanwhile, I shall send you a copy of the book.
Even O'Brien, Winston noticed, seemed to pronounce the words as though they were in italics.
Goldstein's book, you understand. As soon as possible. It may be some days before I can get hold of one. There are not many in existence, as you can imagine. The thought police hunts them down and destroys them almost as fast as we can produce them. It makes very little difference. The book is indestructible. If the last copy were gone, we could reproduce it almost word for word. Do you carry a briefcase to work with you?
He added.
As a rule, yes.
What is it like?
Black, very shabby, with two straps.
Black, two straps, very shabby. Good. One day in the fairly near future, I cannot give a date, one of the messages among your morning's work will contain a misprinted word, and you will have to ask for a repeat. On the following day, you will go to work without your briefcase. At some time during the day, in the street, a man will touch you on the arm and say, "I think you have dropped your briefcase." The one he gives you will contain a copy of Goldstein's book. You will return it within 14 days.
They were silent for a moment.